It was Tuesday when I arrived in my cubicle. As I had done nearly every workday for the past 7 years, I hung my satchel over the chair, booted up my PC, and slumped into my station. The air was filled with recirculated coffee grinds and old paper with a hint of chemical cleaner. I moved my hands to the keyboard and almost knocked off a small, silver flip phone sitting upon it. I paused, brow furrowed slightly in confusion. That wasn't my cell phone. I picked it up, turned it around. It looked worn, perhaps one of my colleagues. Standing, I leaned over the partition to Carol's cube. "Carol, is this your cell phone?" Blonde blinked through her thick-rimmed glasses and shook her head. "No. What brand is it? I haven't seen it before." I examined it again and frowned. There was no company logo. Not even when I flipped it open. It was off, so I thumbed the power button, and it turned on with a quick little MIDI tune. The window displayed a dark wallpaper, and a large red eye staring out, and the date and time displayed in white underneath. "Someone has weird taste," I quipped, showing Carol the display. She pulled a face. "It's like it can see me." I laughed at her, but I quickly realized she was looking a little pale. "Oh, it's nothing," I dismissed. I tried to access the menu. Perhaps some of the contacts would be familiar. But when I pushed the menu button, nothing happened. I tried the numbers. Still nothing. "Looks like the pad's busted," I muttered. Just then an eerie tune started to play from it. Something that set the hair on the back of my neck on end. I hesitated and then pushed the little green button, lifting the phone to my ear.
"Stay away from her."
The deep male voice almost made me drop the cell. It was horrible. Like no human male voice should ever be, so deep and mutilated. It was like I could hear the oozing of worms coiled around his vocal cords.
"Leave my daughter alone."
Then the signal cut out and I slammed the phone down upon my desk. My face pale, sweating. "What? What was that?" I muttered. Carol had stood up and was staring at me in shock. "What's wrong? Who was it?" I slowly shook my head and repeated what the horrible voice had said. Then the thought came to me. That I, the one that Carol said that she felt was staring at her, "Do you think it was your father?" I said in a wavering voice. Carol seemed to tense and swiftly shook her head. "That's impossible. My dad's dead."
It was like all other sound leached out of the room as soon as she finished her sentence. The last word seemed to echo for all eternity inside of my skull. Dead. 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 I felt my throat suddenly constrict as if an invisible hand had caught around it. I gagged and stumbled backwards, my hands raised to try and fight at the invisible fingers, but I only succeeded in gouging out deep cuts of my own throat flesh, and I tried to speak a gurgling, croaking sound that horrified me.
Then, who was... I tried to speak, but I could hear a crunching in my neck. Carol was screaming. The darkness was falling upon me in waves.
Hey there, kids, it's me, Mr. Creepypasta, and once again, it's the end of tonight's video, so I want to tell you all thank you for listening or watching, however you hear my voice. Whether it be on YouTube or on the podcast, thank you so much for being here with me. There's going to be a new story every Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday night right here on YouTube, or if you're not watching on YouTube, that means the podcast gets updated on SoundCloud, Apple, Google Play, and now the podcast is on Spotify. So if it's easier for you guys to listen there than it is to listen on YouTube, then hey, not such a bad deal, right? As always, any support you guys give towards Mr. Creepypasta Storytime really does help me out. I can actually keep the lights on in the house, and I can get nice little cat treats for Hercules. Okay, sorry for taking up so much of your time. Thank you guys for listening once again. And sweet dreams.